Welcome to the first lesson in socializing. This is going to be a study lesson. So we're going to learn some very useful and powerful language actions that you can use to start a conversation with confidence. And of course, we're going to learn the useful expressions that you need in order to do that as well. Now, socializing, of course, is one of those topics that some students really are strong in or struggle with a lot. So I hear a lot from my students that sometimes it's hard because it's not really business, you know, and talking about work is sometimes harder to talk about other things other than that. So we're going to learn how to start the conversation. And then in the following lessons, we're going to learn how to continue the conversation. And then finally learn how to end the conversation naturally. And with confidence, of course. All right. So today, let's focus on learning the expressions that we need. And then in the next lesson, we'll practice those more and more. Okay. So today, let's learn the language actions to start a conversation with confidence. Now, I want you to first imagine a very, you know, common business situation. Now, the situation that I often think of in this case would be like going to a conference. Yeah, so maybe you're going to a conference with many, many different people from, it could be different companies, it could be from other branches within your company. But anyway, there's a lot of people there that you don't know. Okay, so the first thing we're going to practice is meeting a stranger. Okay, so how do we introduce ourselves to a stranger? Okay, well, let's use this phrase to start. Okay. Hi, I don't think we've met. My name is... Okay. So of course, in my case, it's Al, but I want you to use your name, of course. So let's write it in. Okay. So let's try that one more time. Hi, I don't think we've met. My name is Al. Okay. Very good. And again, we'll practice more and more in the next lesson. But this is a good phrase if you are at a conference or maybe a company party, okay, or some other company function where there's many people that you haven't met, but maybe you should know, or maybe it's a good idea to get to know. Okay, so maybe this isn't for a complete stranger, you know, like if you're at the bus stop or something, but it can work if you're at a company function or a conference, something like that, where everybody is there for a similar purpose. Okay, so this one, hi, I don't think we've met. And then all of you know this phrase here, my name is. Of course, you can also use I'm if you want as well. Okay. Well, hi, I don't think we've met. I'm Al. Okay, please try with your name. Okay, good, good. All right, so that is a good phrase to use with a, I'll call it a stranger. Okay? So we'll put a S right there. Now, how do we greet someone maybe we know, but we haven't seen in a while? Okay, how do we greet that person? Okay, because of course we're starting the conversation, right? Let's try this phrase. Okay, so the first thing is going to be their name. Okay, so of course you remember the name, we'll call it, say, Mike. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay, and whatever their name is. Okay, so let's use Mike in this case. One more time. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay, very good. Now, of course, remember, you want that intonation to be with excitement, of course, because you're happy to see them again, right? Maybe you haven't seen them in a long time. Okay, so, or it could maybe just been a few weeks or something, right? But either way, it's great to see you again. Now, it's important here in English that we use this word right here, okay? See you again. Okay, so sometimes in English, sometimes people get confused with meet and see. Now, typically, meet is when we meet for the first time. Okay, so the first time meeting, we'll say, oh, hi, it's nice to meet you. But in this case, if we're seeing them again, we already know them, it's great to see you again. Okay, so just remember that after you know the person, we can use see. All right, so one more time. Mike, it's great to see you again. Okay, great. So we'll call this, I'll put this one as C for a contact, okay, someone we already know. Okay, so those are two ways that you can get the conversation started with a stranger and also someone that you've already known. And of course, when we're meeting someone for the first time, maybe we're just introducing ourselves. We are just use the my name is or hi, it's nice to meet you. I think everyone already knows that, Supri. I'm not going to go over that in detail here. These are good phrases in a business situation that you might need to start a conversation. All right. Now, the next thing we want to do after we start with the opener here is to go to an opening question, which is usually very natural. All right. So what can we use to open the conversation? What's a good opening question? Think about that, and we'll show you what my ideas are. Okay, is this your first visit to, okay, then the place name. So I'll just use Tokyo as an example. But again, remember, wherever you are, whatever city or place you are in, you can just use that. Okay, so imagine wherever you are. Okay, so if you're going to a conference, maybe that client or customer is coming to visit you, okay, at your place of business, whatever the case is, just use that place. Okay, so that's a very natural question, don't you think? Okay, I think it's a very natural question. So let's try it. Is this your first visit to Tokyo? Okay, is this your first visit to Tokyo? Okay, great. And then you can switch out. We'll practice more in the next lesson. Okay, but that's a very good natural opening question. So after you've just introduced yourself or, you know, greeted that person, you can use this as a good opening question. Now let's try another one. Okay, how's business? Okay, very good. One more time. How's business? Okay, great. Now, this phrase is a very common and natural phrase. But what I find is that students tend to want to add things, change things, and move things around. It's very simple, folks, okay? Don't need to change anything. Just use it as it is, okay? So students sometimes want to change to how is your business or how's the business or something like that, right? So we don't need to change. How's business? Okay, very natural, very simple. Just keep it as it is. Now, I bet you're wondering, well, Al, how can I respond to that if somebody asks me this? Yeah. Well, the purpose of this question is not to get into all the little details of, you know, what's going on in the business. This question is just a very general question to ask them about, you know, their general life, you know, their working life. Yeah. And it could be about the company. But most people are going to say, oh, it's going pretty well, or it's going pretty good, or we've been busy, and something like that. There's a common response to that. Again, the purpose is to start the conversation. It's an opening question, okay, and that gets things going. And then if you want, you can go more in depth in that, wherever the conversation starts to lead. But again, remember, these are opening questions. They are designed to get the conversation going. Remember our purpose here. The purpose is starting a conversation with confidence. Some people don't have confidence to start the conversation. These are ways that you can just, again, start. And again, when the other person is, you know, thinking about these and getting involved in the conversation, it becomes much easier for you because it starts to roll and roll naturally. And you'll start to feel that as you get better at it. Okay. But again, remember opening questions. Okay? These are good just to get you started, okay? So let's start with these, and then we're going to practice them more and more in the next lesson. Okay, again, just a starter, and then I'll also, as we continue, we'll get more into continuing the conversation, which is sometimes a very challenging thing for some students, but we're going to learn very key things that will help you do that, okay? So that is going to be it for this first lesson in socializing, and then in the next lesson, we're going to practice. Let's get ready for that one. Good job.